Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Today is Yom HaZikaron, a really somber and important day in the calendar in the Jewish world and in the Israeli world in particular. I'm now going to chat to Jeff Sossen. Jeff was a soldier in the paratroops in the Sinai campaign in 1956. What a pleasure and an honor it is to have you with us on Chai FM, Jeff.
We went across to Israel in 1956, and after doing basic training, you were then told or given the opportunity of joining the different army contingents, such as the Nachal or the Tank Corps or the paratroopers. And I must say, I actually wanted to be a pilot, but I wasn't good enough. And being on the same base as the paratroop command, I decided to look into it and then became a paratrooper. That's how I came to be a paratrooper.
And so, Jeff, let me understand this. So it's 1956. You've just made Aliyah to Israel. You're going to the army in the same year, and in the same year, there's a war.
Not only was there a war, but after 3 or 4 months of basic training, we fought in 4 different wars and then the Sinai campaign. We fought in Gerardal. We fought in Kinneret. We fought in Syria, Lebanon, and we fought in Gaza in those years, and it was like continuous warfare every single month. The paratroop command was the spearhead, and in actual fact was originally started as a secret unit
Well, I'm with you though. So it wasn't a well-known unit. It was a secretive unit. Went into that unit. It seems.
Hello. Sorry about that.
No, carry on, please.
Yeah, when the Feder Union came and threw bombs into children's nurseries, we then went and retaliated by either blowing up a police station or knocking out, finding these Arab terrorists, the Fedayeen, as we called them in those years. And it was continuous fighting for almost a year. And of course, then I fought with Ariel Sharon. He wasn't such a big deal in those days. He was the camp commander, and Azriel, I can't pronounce his name anymore. Raful
Eitan, yes.
Yeah, so all these guys...
Jeff, let's move on to the fact that today is a very important day. It's Yom HaZikaron, a day where we remember 23,928 fallen soldiers. That's a lot of soldiers for a very small country. What does the day mean to you personally?
To me personally, it brings back memories of a guy called Leif. I can't remember his first name. I'm 83 years old now, so it's a long time ago. But it takes one bullet to kill a man, and he had 5 or 6 bullets put into his body, and we had virtually written him off, but he came into hospital, and slowly but surely, they took out bullet after bullet, and he was gone. I was in fact in hospital at the same time. I got shrapnel in the back of my leg, and was Mike, I think his name was Mike Leaf, if I'm not mistaken. And it's a love story because the nurse that nursed him played up to him and loved him while he was being treated and recuperating. And eventually he said to her, look, you've got to marry me. They were coming out. And she said, look, I played up to you while your life was in the balance. And if it has helped, but let me tell you, I'm a married woman with 3 children. And therefore, I can't marry you. He was devastated. But he came back to the base camp, and the whole base, and the whole camp stood still and started clapping when he walked in. It was a wonderful memory of that sort of thing that happened with the paratroopers. We were a very special bunch of blokes. We worked with the frogmen. There were 80 frogmen and 120 paratroopers in those years. And it was very intense training and fighting. We were the spearhead of the army.
And you've seen a battle, though. I mean, you've said you fought many battles. For those of us who have been lucky enough never to be involved in one, you know, you sit on a radio and you hear about an event happening in Gaza. Never fought a battle in their lives. Go and say to you, oh, go attack Gaza. Go flatten Gaza. What is your attitude to war, having been in it?
The heroes weren't the blokes who got wounded and hurt. The heroes were the guys who completed the missions, came back in one piece, and were happy to tell the tale the next day. Although I must say that we never left any man wounded behind in battle. We brought them all home. They're a very special unit and very special people. And very strong comrade in arms in years gone by.
Jeff, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. Thank you for talking to us today and sharing your memories. It's been an honor.
Thank you, and thank you for calling.